This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
You guys, it's snowing by the lake. It's really light snow, but it's the first of the season and you know how people are. Illinois lawmakers have overturned several of Governor Rauner's vetoes to enact a bill of rights for students taking out college loans, a monthly reporting of incoming debts, and easier access to life insurance benefits for survivors. They failed to vote down a ban on so-called right-to-work zones. President Trump is speaking to the Asia-Pacific Summit in Vietnam and saying the U.S. expects Chinese markets to open up. The Wall Street Journal reports special counsel Robert Mueller's team is investigating whether former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was helping to plan the forcible removal of a Muslim cleric living in the U.S. to Turkey in exchange for millions of dollars. CNN reports Mueller's team has interviewed Trump advisor Stephen Miller on the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Last night's premiere of Louis C.K.'s new film was canceled, and HBO and FX are distancing themselves from comedy star Louis C.K. Five women, including two former Chicago comics, tell the New York Times that C.K. sexually abused them, and in Dana Min Goodman's and Julia Wolof's case, C.K.'s manager discouraged them from talking openly about it. All U.S. senators and staffers will be required to undergo sexual harassment training. They approved it on the same day that the Washington Post reported the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, Roy Moore, initiated a sexually abusive relationship with a girl who was 14. Moore was in his 30s at the time. He denies it as a political smear. The Blackhawks lost to the Flyers 3-1 in Philadelphia. Connor Murphy with the Hawks' only goal. And tonight, the Bulls host Indiana. In February, we're going to laugh about this as a snowstorm, but there is a little lake effect snow out there this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high in the low 30s. Clear skies tonight, low in the low 20s, and cloudy tomorrow with a high in the upper 30s. It's 23 at the lake, 20 at Midway, and 19 degrees at O'Hare.
There's actually some snow on the pumpkins on display outside.
You know, it's
quaint.
It's sticking a little.
It looks seasonal. All right, thanks, Mary. It is 93 WXRT. It's 7:04. If you're a fan of Giant Wall of Sound production, I've got a song you're going to like. It's part of our Friday feature, and it's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.